Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to have the Word of God before us again today as we study along through this Gospel of John, and we're learning so much about Jesus, and what an exciting chapter 14 is. I encourage you, read ahead if you'd like. Just ask the Lord to speak to you as you study His Word. He'll do the same for you as He does for me. That's what these podcasts are meant to do, just to inspire you to get into the Word of God yourself. God is our true teacher, and that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to come to You day after day, and sometimes even hour by hour, to just study Your Word and listen to You and what You have to say. And we're excited, Lord, when You start talking about preparing a place for us, and the way this chapter 14 of John does, it gets exciting. We know You've got great plans in our future. Lord, we're just so grateful that You've given us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth as it's revealed. What a blessing to have the God of the universe by our side. So we bless You, we thank You for being with us, and we thank You again for Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus to Prepare a Place. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 3. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And in chapter 14, verse 3 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." Where we read, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The verse reads, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." John began with the words, "And if I go," which means, and whether I, Jesus, depart and leave and prepare a place for you, or make everything ready for and on behalf of you, Jesus, His disciples, "I will come again," which means I, Jesus, will appear another time, "and receive you unto myself," or enjoin, take Jesus, His disciples, as companions to myself, Jesus. John shared how Jesus not only would make everything ready for His disciples, but would also appear another time and take them as companions to Himself. The verse goes on to say, "That where I am, there you may be also." John continued with the words, "That where I am," which means so the location and place that I, Jesus, exist, "there you may be also," or in that place and location that you, Jesus' disciples, will be located even so and indeed. John shared how Jesus told His disciples the place to which He was departing was where they would be too. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus promised that He would make ready a place for His disciples, appear to receive them, and from then He would live, or they would live where Jesus lives. God loves people, and His desire is to receive every person who yields to His Son Jesus as their personal Savior. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all mankind, was raised to life 3 days later, and left the earth to prepare a place for everyone who surrenders their life to Him. Let all who read and hear these words submit to Jesus and look forward to His promise of living with Him where He is. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "And where I go, you know." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.